News. I'm Jim Bertel. D-Day's veterans and fallen are being honored in Britain the day before the invasion's 75th anniversary. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
On the southern coast from where thousands of Allied troops launched the invasion, an unusually personal tribute from Queen Elizabeth.
On behalf of the entire country, indeed the whole free world, that I say to you all, thank you.
She was among those at a D-Day commemoration, including President Trump, who read from a prayer Franklin Roosevelt delivered during the invasion, telling the country of a mighty endeavor.
A struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization.
Some 300 World War II veterans were at the seaside ceremony. I'm Sagar Magani.
President Trump says he is likely to go ahead with imposing a 5% tariff on imported products from Mexico beginning next week. The president offered his assessment at a London news conference with British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Millions of people are flowing through Mexico. That's unacceptable. Millions and millions of people are coming right through Mexico. They could stop it very quickly, and I think they will. And if they won't, we're going to put tariffs on.
Opposition Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says the tariffs will hurt American consumers and farmers.
There will be an impact on the price of goods coming back and forth between the United States and Mexico that is going to raise prices on consumers, it's going to cost American jobs, and frankly, it's going to hurt my farmers, to be very blunt with you, who have taken a beating already with this war with China over trade.
Mr. Trump has threatened to increase the tariffs monthly in 5% increments if the migration is not curbed. For the latest news around the clock, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 2,000 cases of the Ebola virus have hit the Democratic Republic of Congo, with more than 1,300 dead. This Ebola outbreak is the second deadliest in history. The Ministry of Health says the fight against the deadly virus is being helped by improved security and containment of the disease. The U.S.-based democracy watchdog Freedom House says press freedom is declining around the world. In its annual report, the non-governmental group says global press freedom declined to its lowest point in more than a decade. The report cites continuing crackdowns on independent media in authoritarian states and unprecedented threats to journalists in traditionally free societies. The U.S. Treasury Department has tightened restrictions on travel to Cuba in retaliation for what it calls the country's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere. AP's Mike Hempen has more.
Group educational and cultural trips known as people-to-people travel are no longer allowed. Those trips have been used by thousands of Americans to visit the island. Treasury Department officials also are denying permission for private and corporate aircraft and boats. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the measures are a response to what he calls Cuba's destabilizing role in the Western Hemisphere, including support for the government of President Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Russia has denied it informed President Trump that it is pulling defense personnel out of Venezuela. This contradicts a tweet by Mr. Trump earlier this week. Mr. Trump in March said Russia has to get out of the South American nation after it landed planes carrying supplies and technical advisors to help President Nicolas Maduro amid an uprising. Activists marking World Environment Day are calling for action to tackle air pollution, which researchers say kills millions of people every year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Health Organization considers air pollution the world's largest single environmental health risk, killing about 7 million people every year. Millions more suffer long-term health problems such as asthma, stroke, lung cancer, and heart disease. The World Bank estimates the global economic cost of breathing in dirty air at more than $5 trillion every year. Executive Secretary of the UN Economic Commission for Europe, Olga Algayarova, calls the human and economic costs arising from air pollution staggering. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And for news on the go, be sure to download the VOA mobile app or go to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the hits.